Chapter 9. And Inside Out. Some of us might find happiness if we would quit struggling so desperately for it. William Feather. It was spring, 9 years after the musical, with our 10-year reunion planned for the end of October, which made it more of a 9.5-year reunion party, but funny thing, with Zelos married and so much pain in our recent past, and then being in one another's company again, you'd have thought I would have been perfectly miserable. I wasn't. I was the happiest I'd been in more than a year. Was just seeing him enough? No. Was singing behind him and watching him eat while on the road enough? No. I wanted him back. I wanted him to look on me the way he had before. I wanted him to stand up on stage and look me in the eye and then sing to the world, "It's you." I wanted him to want me so bad he'd leave that stupid, ugly bitch of a wife he had and beg me to live with him. I also knew that he wouldn't do that. He wouldn't leave her. He obeyed those damn marriage vows like a good White Shrine priest should. But I could see it in his eyes. The longing. Every so often when he didn't think I could see him. A reflected image in a window. Behind sunglasses. A flicker before he hid his eyes in his bangs or a smile. Desire. Naked and raw. For me. I hoped it killed him. Because it was going to be the death of me. I have to say, Val was very, I'm tempted to say, doting at this time. He practically said he'd like to get something started between us again. And I might have, if I hadn't been single-mindedly tracking Zelly. There were some new songs, new to me, for which I had to learn my part. Sylphiel had taken over leadership of the chorus singers in my absence. Someone had to, and Amelia was Miss Busy. And what was cool, she was really good at it. Maybe it was motherhood? Sylphiel explained to me. See, this song was going to be Zell's, but he claimed he hadn't the vocal range to do it. So I thought that maybe Lena and Val could do it as a duet, since they only had the one song together, and that one they did hardly ever. It's called How Can I Be Sure? Zelos once chose it. I think he said the Young Rascals sang the song. Sylphiel went on to tutor me on my part during a quick practice session, a few hours before we went on stage. All we sing is this part. I really liked how they worked out the parts, and so did the audience that summer. I sang it with the band for the first time one evening at the beach. I think. It started with Val asking,
How can I be sure in a world that's constantly changing? How can I be sure where I stand with you?
Lena's crisp, higher voice made a great contrast. The song went on this way, with the two of them trading off parts and acting out their roles as two unsure lovers. Lena was singing now.
Whenever I'm away from you, my alibi is telling people I don't care for you.
Then Val once more again.
It's a pity I can't seem to find someone who's as pretty and lovely as you.
Together they sang with the rest of us, doing backup vocals.
How can I be sure? I really, really, really want to know. I really, really, really want to know.
a short musical interlude cut in, and then a return to trade-offs, beginning with Lena this time.
How's the weather? Whether or not we're together.
Then Val cut in with,
together we'll see it much better. I love you, I love you forever.
Lena, her arm waving flippantly, telling him,
you know where I can be found.
Giving rise to warm chuckles from the crowd, Val returned to the opening lament.
How can I be sure in a world that's constantly changing? How can I be sure?
Ending with them turning toward each other and singing the closing.
I'll be sure with you.
Oh yeah, the audience and fans loved those heartfelt songs interspersed between Lena's driving, never give up kinds of songs.
Don't be down, it's only happening like a stormy night.
Don't be down,
it's only failure's amazing way.
Don't escape,
it's just a race for the freedom.
Don't escape,
it's just a game of real survival.
Just
to be stepping up, just to be growing up. Do it, do it, do it, do it, do it.
And she wasn't singing any duets with Zelos. No, he was singing solo, one of his older ones. But.
ね、今まで君の行った場所はどんな風に素敵だったの。
And a new one, another soulful ballad. This one he sang to the audience, who lapped it up like the treacle it was, called Daydreamer by David Cassidy.
I remember April when the sun was in the sky and love was burning in your eyes. Nothing in the world could bother me, 'cause I was living in a world of ecstasy.
We joined in for the chorus behind his vocals.
But now you're gone, I'm just a daydreamer, walking in the rain, chasing after rainbows I may never find again. Life is much too beautiful, so live it all alone. Oh, how much I need someone to call my very own.
Gods, the fans just started screaming again as he put on his choked up voice to sing.
Now the summer's over, and I find myself alone with only memories of you.
The girls were screaming and crying, nearly wiping out his tender voice.
I was so in love I couldn't see, 'cause I was living in a world of make-believe.
It nearly drowned out the instrumental cues I needed, because it was really new for me, for my part in the chorus.
Now you're gone, I'm just a daydreamer, walking in the rain, chasing after rainbows I may never find again. Life is much too beautiful to live it all alone. Oh, how much I need someone to call my very own.
Which we all just repeated a few times.
I'm just a daydreamer, baby.
Zelos belted out the baby, and then, after that, he just gave up and let the instrumentals take over, It was a pretty good song. And then he turned around and looked into my eyes. I thought it had just been sweat, but those were real tears he wiped away before climbing back to his drums. Amelia was looking up into my face and stuffing a cloth handkerchief into my hand. Philia, are you okay? Yeah, I burbled through my own tears. Gods, it was a great song. Lucky for me, we only had two more songs after that one, and then a 3-hour break until our second set in the evening. I wasn't holding together as well as I thought I would, and he was not acting like a happily married man, to me. We were back in our hotel when Zelos' wife, Shanna, burst into the room Lena and I were sharing. The poor thing was crying. She looked about 12, though I knew she was at least 20. But tiny, skinny, dark, why she was coming to us, I couldn't fathom at the time. We were the least sympathetic people I knew. Hey, you're getting my shirt all wet, Lena told the weepy thing, pushing her off a ways. Buck up and quit sniveling. What's the matter?
Zelos.
Oh, don't go on about him with us, Lena warned her.
I have to talk to someone about his problem. Miss Amelia and Mr. Zelgadis said I should talk to you two.
They did? Lena's eyes narrowed as she shot a glance to the door adjoining our room to Amelia's. I thought that had been an odd thing for them to do, but after some consideration, I began to wonder. Zell had completed his medical school degree and, to the surprise of us all, was interning in psychiatry. He didn't do this for no good reason. Zell had a plan. I decided to play along. Okay, well, come sit down and tell Lena and me all about it. There's nothing we don't know about Zelos. But I was wrong. It took a little inducement from us, a small glass of wine, but eventually she opened up and let the floodgates open.
At first, I thought he was a real gentleman, taking his time, giving us a chance to really know one another, waiting for our wedding night.
Lena was tiring of this fast. Yeah, so he didn't hop into the sack with you right off. So?
The woman sniffled a bit. Well, then he was busy and traveling. Then I decided that he was seeing other women. I mean, fans are after him all the time. But he said it wasn't that.
You're telling us for all the time you've been married, you haven't had sex together yet? Lena knew how to cut to the chase.
Yes, he won't admit it, but I think he's impotent. So young.
She burst into tears. Or it's you, Lena muttered in a low tone. I saw my chance, evil little me.
He didn't tell you that he's gay then? I figured after the mess with his first wife, he would have learned better. But I guess he just keeps trying to pretend he can change.
Of course, you can't change a thing like that, but he's so sweet to keep trying. You been traveling with Kiki yet?
Yeah,
ask her about the time Zell stopped her wedding to Zelos. It was a kiss to end all kisses.
Wait up! We have more stories for you.
You were awful, Lena admonished me, the moment the little thing ran out of our room.
Yeah, I smiled. Think I ruined his chances of connubial bliss?
Hey, if he's avoiding sex, and I gotta tell you, that is not his character, then it's a cry for help. I just did what I could. He can deny it or run with it.
He'll be mad at you.
For what? Calling him gay? I did that before and he got over it.
Philia, not Zelos. I'm talking about Zell.
You just implicated him in your little scheme. He won't like that.
I smiled. Well, I'll let Amelia get him out of that.
Lena did a double take. Huh? Something I don't know about?
Maybe.
I smiled more, imitating Zelos more than I knew. A frown creased Lena's face. You're still the spoiled, got-to-have-what-she-wants girl you were in high school. Her words stung as if she had slapped me. I had balled up a load of feelings inside me for her, not all good, and now I was about to explode. She must have too, because she nearly blew me away. Philia, you tossed Zelos away without giving him a chance to explain. Not that I would have blamed you at the time, but then you cut the rest of us off without a word, like it was our fault, which it wasn't, especially me. Then, when he's got his life pieced back together, you come waltzing back, picking up where you left off with us, and expect him to drop everything and come crawling back. Is that it? That's what it looks like, Philia. In fact, now you've gone and sabotaged his apparently shaky marriage and implicated Zell as well. What is it with you? If you can't have him, you have to make sure no one else does? Maybe he has a medical problem. Maybe he's sick and can't... whatever. And don't make me pick sides when the shit hits the fan, cause it's a hell of a lot easier replacing a backup singer than my drummer. Huh? I was the bad guy here? I hadn't seen it from others' point of view before. On the other hand, she was wrong. Okay, Lena, I heard you out. Now it's my turn. I didn't drop him because I was tired of him. I did it because I thought he was tired of me and wanted you. I wasn't about to get in the way of his lifelong love affair with Lena Inverse. Speaking of spoiled and greedy, if you don't want him for yourself, why not release him from whatever hold you have over him? You took pity on poor Gowrie and let him make a life. Maybe Zell got us in Val too. I don't know about them. But Zelos is waiting. I knew it then, and I know it now. And if there's a problem with his marriage, then I'm not going to let you blame me for anything. He let Zell onto something so Zell could send her my way. Like a test. There's no medical problem. That's nonsense. I just let Zellybean know I still care. He'll get the message. Lena checked her anger and stewing over what I had said. I'm gonna let most of the bad feeling stuff go between us. I did that some time ago, I thought, but I guess a bit came back just now. Sorry about that. Our angry eyes met and softened. Lena was sorry, I was sorry. Our two strong wills had clashed, and what were left were two soulmates bonded together by a complex past. Listen, Phil, he's pretty attractive, I've got to admit, but I really don't want Zelos in my future the way you do. Just as a member of the band and a good friend. I have to come clean, though he has a certain charm and can be tenacious. I can tell you are in love with him in a way I can't be, or at times even fathom. So we talked and talked, and I made her understand why our lives were in limbo, how he had sought the clan training program to no avail and behind my back, how I wasn't willing to have him give up the priesthood for me, but never told him. I would never marry if that was the only way I could be with him, but I knew he wanted children and couldn't reconcile that out of marriage, another unspoken situation between us. And finally, how I had come to realize that leaving the clan was not the dreadful option I once considered it to be. I may just leave the clan if there's any hope for us. You two need to talk, Lena said. It sounds messy, but not entirely hopeless. And at least it would be more honest. Not that I'm particularly good about that either. Of course, if you were wrong in assuming he sent his wife to you to be undone, well, that will probably kill any remaining chance and affection he may have had for you. I know him that well, I have no doubts, I assured Lena, as a knock on the door interrupted our continued conversation. If this is Zelos, you may find out, Lena said in a low voice, then louder shouted, Yeah, we're decent! Decent? Then I must have the wrong room. Zelgadus's familiar low voice ended in a faint chuckle. No, I see. It's Lena and Philia. Just the people I wanted to see. Zelgadus folded his arms over his chest and stared at me as he asked, What did you say to her? Why? I asked,
He didn't seem angry at all, even cracked a joke, but I hadn't spoken to Zell lately and couldn't read his mood well.
Well,
he looked at the edge of the bed.
Mind if I sit?
I shook my head and he sat.
Shanna just came back into our room. She asked about Kiki and the wedding that never happened, which Zelos had neglected to mention to her.
What did you say? I asked. Zell appeared calm, a good thing.
The basics. Forced marriage ceremony happily interrupted by a surprise disclosure by me. All in a day's fun for the Slayers.
That all? Lena asked him.
No, it seems that story confirmed both what you had told her and what she suspects about her husband. Did you tell her Zelos was gay?
That was Zell, direct. I returned in kind. Yes, it seemed kinder for her to believe that than that he didn't find her desirable, don't you think so? Does she look like a stringy girl or pretty boy to you, Zell? Zell shook his head and let out a big sigh.
You know, he didn't want to marry this one, but she caught him at a low point and manipulated him somehow into believing she could make him happy, I guess.
I broke in. He must have been nuts.
He was in a vulnerable state, and maybe he hoped it was true. But when he saw you back with the band?
Zell's serious face grew lighter. He smiled.
He came out of his depression overnight. He and I had a talk, Philia. I have to know how you feel about him.
For Zell to be concerned and involved in affairs of the heart nearly floored me. But his direct question actually did. I slipped off the other side of the bed where I had been perching and hit the floor hard.
Ow! She's still got a thing for him, Zell. The two need to talk about their problems and... Say, can you get him in here while you and I go for a walk? I got an idea.
Lena asked. The two of them were out the door before I had stood up. I wasn't sure I could talk face to face, alone with Zelos. I wasn't sure what would happen. There was just so much emotional baggage in the way. I found out later that Amelia and Zelos' wife met in the hotel's coffee shop for some girl talk, while Zell and Lena directed Zelos to my room, before hiding away in Zell's room for their own dark discussions. I knew from the knock on the door that Zelos was on the other side. I was faced with the decision. Let him in or not. It was too late to pretend indifference. Come in. The door opened and closed quietly. My heart ached for him, while for a hair's breadth of time we stood distanced, yet ensnared in one another's gazes. I nearly doubted him. Then he cleared the space between us in two strides and embraced me.
Philia, oh gods, Philia.
Further words were lost in a kiss. We poured all our passions, past, present, and future, into that kiss. It was some time, countless heartbeats passed, before we parted, and then only a few inches.
We have to talk,
he said the dreaded phrase in a near whisper. When? We play our second set real soon.
After the gig, then.
It will be late.
But not too late.
His body rubbed against mine, and I hugged him tightly again, unable to bear another parting. I want you, I whispered.
I know, but...
His voice shook with emotions held in check.
I can't. Not while I'm married to someone else. We'll talk about...
What happened? You and I forgot to communicate about the most important things happening to us, and...
I could offer you nothing.
Zelos sobbed into my shoulder. I would give up everything. I fought back tears. There was a quiet, polite tap at the door. Then Sylphiel's voice. Time to get into costumes and meet up behind stage in 20 minutes for the last sound test. Sorry, guys. We were straightening our clothes and standing apart by the time we heard her footsteps leaving. Zelos smiled and ran a finger across my lips.
You look beautiful.
I smiled back and told him, so do you. As it turned out, Zelos called me a couple of times to make certain it wasn't all a dream, but we didn't have a chance to meet privately until the next week. I had moved back into Lena's house, but was still half-packed. So there I was. I was waiting, thinking about unpacking, but not actually doing it. Lena was heading out, leading a literary discussion group on campus. She had successfully published her monolithic Saverin High Jinx trilogy and received a full professorship at Saverin University. Anyway, I was home waiting for Zelos to arrive because he had called earlier to say he was ready and able to talk. He must have known how stressed out it made me to think about what all he might tell me, because he wasted no time letting me know where things stood the moment he stepped into the house. From out of his jacket pocket, he withdrew a folded paper and whispered, "Annulment." Wordlessly, I dragged him into my room, and then, I don't know how we did it, but we both stripped one another and made the hottest, sweetest, neediest love we ever had. Well, more sex than love. But we were both hungry for the other and desperate to regain some of our magic from the past. When it was over, we showered. To give you an idea how long that took, we had to rinse out our hair in cold water. We saved the best for last, making love again, but this time slowly and with caring. After that necessary mutual reassurance, we began to tell each other about our dreams and fears. But first, he explained about himself. "What shocked me was your getting married so soon, so fast," I said. "What made you do such a thing?" I was not going to even mention Lena. No, if he wanted to talk about her, then he could, but it was still a tender spot for me, one that I didn't need to aggravate myself.
"Depression and messed up my drugs with poor habits. Bad food, too little sleep, and more alcohol than I should have, and she came and helped me, and one thing led to another. I needed company, Philia. I don't do well alone. I wanted you to have another chance finding a man you could marry."
"Next time you get a stupid idea like that, consult me first. I would have set you straight on that." I poked his chest for emphasis.
"Yes, dear," he said, looking down and away submissively.
I could see him fighting back a smile, so I knew he was teasing me. I wondered how his annulment happened so expeditiously.
"That would be Amelia's doing. She helped with the filling. You know, dotting the I's and crossing the T's, red flagging it to the top of the pile. Expedite, expedite."
He fell back, facing down onto the bed.
"What are we going to do, Philia? We can't live in limbo forever."
"I'm not certain, but I think the key lies with Lena. Don't ask me why." I watched his smile fade, and then he looked away. "What's the matter? We'll figure something out, Zellybean. We will be together, no matter what. I've decided that giving up the clan wouldn't be such a traumatic experience for me."
"Please don't do that yet. Hold on, I have a last few details to clear up overseas."
"That means you're leaving soon? For how long?"
"I leave tonight. I will meet everyone for the gig next week, leave again the next morning, and return. I see you for the next couple months at gigs and overnight if I can. I'll be back in time for a reunion party. I won't be able to help you with the decorations like I said I would."
I couldn't hide my disappointment at that news. And I don't mean the decorating part. "So much for having you back in my life again. Sorry, that's the spoiled bitch in me letting her feelings out. I think Lena's been doing the planning for the party, but..."
"I promised her food and drink delivery. That I can arrange, but I won't be there to personally set it up."
"Give the caterers my name and number as the contact, and I'll take care of it. Between that and decorating, I'll be a busy girl, and not counting the seconds until you show up." That technical part was easier to discuss than the emotional part.
"I'll not keep you waiting a moment longer than that which is out of my control," he said meaningfully.
Our eyes met, and I sank onto him for a deep kiss. I tried to sink all my love into it.
That gives me something to take with me. I don't want to go, but...
I know, but it's not so bad knowing you're coming back to me. You do promise not to go and get married on this trip.
You are so mean.
He laughed.
Oh, I have something of yours I need to return.
He removed something from his pocket and pressed it into my palm. The key. I knew that key very well. I'll reopen the shop, and I know just who I'll hire to run the tea business.
Who's that?
Her name's Frida. She was a customer at the store. A great admirer of yours, too. But mostly a great new friend of mine.
Sounds like the perfect choice. I can't wait to meet her when I get the chance.
An hour later, he was gone. But I didn't feel alone. I felt him filling that empty space he left in my heart when we parted in this house before. Filling me up with optimism and anticipation. I knew I'd be lonely, but I could make that for a short time. Besides, with the Mason Bays to reopen, Frida to contact, school to finish up before the year was over, and the reunion party and concert to prepare for right after that, I'd get through it all okay. Because Zelos loved me back. Then Zelbob called me. He was in Syrog, but was willing to drive all the way just to talk to me. That's okay, I'm open to anything right now. Just tell me over the phone. He started to tell me about my controlling interest in Wolfpack Island. Yeah, I know, so does Zelos. He did that a long time ago to make an impression on me. So what?
Lena and I thought that you could use that as leverage over the Supreme Council. They could either allow Zelos admission to the clan or lose the island. The ultimate ultimatum. That is, if his joining the clan is still what you guys want. You would have to be prepared to actually leave your clan should they refuse.
Of course! Zelbob! Great idea! I'll give it a try, and if they don't care, then the hell with them all! The clan can stuff it for all I care. I've given them years of my life, and they can't see fit to do one tiny little thing for me. Well, I'll just quit. Zelos is far more important to my future than them. And Luna had better act as my deus ex machina in this, or I'll think of something. Yes, now I had power of my own to wield. Oh, yeah. And I'd get through it all okay, because Zelos loved me. He always had.